This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that one major reason for the opposition to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is the fear of dynastic parties after the opposition defeated a bill for women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies. In an address to the nation last night, the Prime Minister said these dynastic parties feel that if women become empowered, their leadership will be in jeopardy.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke virodh ki ek badi wajah hai. इन परिवारवादी पार्टियों का डर, इन्हें डर है अगर महिलाएं सशक्त हो गई तो इन परिवारवादी पार्टियों का नेतृत्व खतरे में पड़ जाएगा। ये कभी नहीं चाहेंगे कि उनके परिवार के बाहर की महिलाएं आगे बढ़े।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर वॉर्न्ड द कांग्रेस एंड इट्स एलाइज दैट द वुमेन ऑफ इंडिया विल सिवियरली पनिश देम फॉर द सिन ऑफ फेटिसाइड. In his address, Mr. Modi said, as the legislation related to the amendment of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam failed to secure the 66% of votes required to pass it, but the blessings of 100% of the nation's women are with his government. Ahead of the assembly elections in West Bengal, the Election Commission has released new figures on voter enrollment. Since the draft list was published up to the close of nominations, nearly 5 lakh new voters have joined the rolls. Officials say around 7 lakh applications were filed through Form 6 and after verification, eligible names were added. On 28th of February, when the final list was released, 1,88,207 new voters were included. In the following month, another 5 lakh names were added. Meanwhile, major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of the assembly polls. In West Bengal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will campaign for party candidates today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has arrived at Colombo in Sri Lanka for a 2-day official visit. During the visit, the Vice President is scheduled to call on Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike and hold talks with Prime Minister Harini Amarisuria. He was also engaged with all other senior leaders and members of the Indian diaspora. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Kim Hyuk-jung and a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. This will be the president's first visit to India. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the visit, President Lee will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Sri Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines located in Uttarkashi district will be open today for devotees on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. Our correspondent reports that the portals of Gangotri Shrine will open at 12:15 p.m. while those of Yamunotri Shrine will open at 12:35 p.m. With this, the Chardham Yatra in the state will formally commence. The process of opening the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Shrines in Uttarkashi district began yesterday. South Korea said today that North Korea has launched multiple ballistic missiles toward the northeastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launches happened in the morning from the northeastern Sinpo area. It said South Korea has bolstered its surveillance posture and is closely exchanging information with US and Japan. Japan's Defense Ministry also confirmed that North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile. The governments of Brazil, Mexico and Spain expressed deep concern over the grave humanitarian crisis facing the Cuban people and urged necessary measures to ease the situation, according to a joint statement published on the Spanish Foreign Ministry's website. The three-day governments also called relevant parties to avoid actions that worsen the living conditions of the population or that violate international law. India has expressed deep concern at the shooting incident involving two Indian flagships in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. Ministry of External Affairs called in Ambassador of Iran to India, Dr. Mohammad Fathali, for a meeting with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi last evening. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.